The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
It's 8:50 and time for our first look at the commodity markets for this week. With our pre-opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Tightened supplies and good buying interest from packers are expected to fuel fully steady to $1 per hundredweight higher bids for hogs in the Midwest today. Terminals are called 50 cents to $2 higher, with tops from $47 to $49. Peoria called 50 cents higher with a top price of $47. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, April 27th, negotiated swine purchases were 14,310 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $61 to $71. The weighted average was $68.04, a gain of 76 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $42 to $58, the weighted average $53.90. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 9,429. The base price range was $61 to $74.75. The weighted average, $70.26, a gain of 3 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $45.81 to $57.14, and the weighted average was $53.45.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, it looks like this might be a week where some field work gets done.
I think so, and I think the outlook for field work this week is better than what some were saying late last week. And, of course, when you are into a weather pattern of scattered showers and thunderstorms, looking out many days in advance, it's sometimes difficult to figure out exactly what's going to happen in different places. So now we have a little better handle on things. It appears that there will be some significant rainfall and frequent rainfall for far southern sections of the Midwest Corn Belt this week. Frontal system is going to stall just to our south, so portions of Missouri, the southern half of Missouri, into southern Illinois, especially the southern tip of Illinois and western Kentucky, will probably have frequent showers and thunderstorms this week. But for the rest of the Midwest Corn Belt, other than some scattered showers and thunderstorms in northwestern areas later today and tonight, and pushing southward through the bulk of the belt tomorrow, I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of rain this work week. And that means some open weather setting up for Iowa, much of Illinois, much of Indiana, much of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota. And the reason is we'll have high pressure over Canada that's going to nose its way southward and push that rain just south of the main corn belt. So the southern fringe could pick up some significant rainfall this week. But we do basically see dry weather for much of the week. So that's good news for producers. Of course, that might put a little pressure on the markets here, as what's good for the producer is not always good for the market, and vice versa. Anyway, that's the way it looks right now for the Midwest Corn Belt. Now, some of that rain will be pushing southward into the Delta region. So for some of the northern Delta, where there's still some planting going on, I think there will be some delays in that area because that front is going to stall out there. According to the forecast models, we see the next chance of rain really coming back in the Midwest Corn Belt on a widespread basis won't come until this upcoming weekend, maybe on about Sunday or so. So that's the time when I think it could get a little wetter, and I will emphasize the word could, because it's not a definite as yet. But as long as that high-pressure system holds out over the Great Lakes states, we're probably in pretty decent shape for planting in most areas. It does look like some warmer air will start to try to come back in here at the end of the week into early next week. So then we could get into occasional showers and thunderstorms. That's why I say Sunday is the first chance that we really have of that. But it may not be until later next week or into the early part of next week before we really see widespread showers and thunderstorms in the area. As far as temperatures, they're going to be quite warm today. A cool front will be pushing from northwest to southeast through the belt tomorrow into tomorrow night. So cooler air will follow, but it's not going to be cold. I was never under the impression that we were going back to really cold air. I know there was some talk about a week ago of high temperatures on a widespread basis over several days, maybe being in the 50s. I don't see that. I do see for the northern half of the belt, high temperatures in the 60s for a few days, low temperatures in the 40s, but that's not going to be adverse for planting at all. And that's a look at the growing areas for this morning. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 490 and three quarters, down 8 and a quarter. Last trade down 8. July, 498 and three quarters, down 3. Last trade down 8 and three quarters. May wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 486, down 14 and a half. Last trade down 11 and three quarters. July, 503 and a quarter, down 9 and a quarter. Last trade down 10 and a half. May corn opened at 362 and a half, down 1 and three quarters. Last trade down 9 and a quarter. July, 369 and three quarters, down 4. Last trade down 7 and three quarters. December, 364 down 3 and a half. Last trade down 6 and a quarter. March, 375 down 2 and three quarters. Last trade down 4 and three quarters. July 2008, 387 and three quarters, down a quarter. Last trade down 5. May beans opened at 722 and three quarters, down a quarter. Last trade down 2 and a half. July, 735 down 3 and a half. Last trade down 2 and a half. November, 762 and a half down 4. Last trade down 2 and a half. May soybean meal opened at 191.40, down 70, last trade up 40. May soybean oil opened at 32.72, down 21, last trade down 21. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Roach Ag Marketing in Lexington, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Thank you for filling in for Brian Maple this morning. Much appreciative. Looks like this market is going to start out lower this morning.
Yeah, I think it's just a weather, and it's weather globally. I think along with the better opportunity to get some stuff in the ground this week that you had on your earlier report there, we also had some moisture showing up in Australia and Europe, which kind of pushed the wheat down, and I think that entered into the markets on the overnight as well, but the main thing is here that it looks like we're going to have good planning. They're going to be watching this report pretty close tonight and see where our progress is at. I don't know that we've gained, you know, how much we gained last week. Probably not a lot, but it's a pretty subjective report, so open to some error, I suppose.
Let's look at particulars. December corn, Bill, broke its April lows overnight. And it looks to me, if you look technically, the January low of 354.5 might be a target.
Yeah, I think that the 350 area on the December corn, I think, is pretty critical. I think you got to be able to hold that 350. If you don't, I think you could take it down to the 335 level from a technical standpoint. But, you know, we tried to break through that level just probably almost exactly a week ago and couldn't. So that's going to be the question, you know, can we do it now? I don't know how many times we tried if we can't get through there.
So corn opens this morning at what?
Well, I think that right now I'd call it down 7 to 8. I think that's kind of where we ended up the morning, and that's where we'd be. We're a little bit, maybe not quite as low as some on the wheat. We're saying 7 to 8 lower on the wheat. And on both corn and wheat, I think, you know, trading, you know, down 10 or in double digits, I don't think could be unexpected. And on the soybeans, we're calling 3 to 4 lower right now.
Is a short-term bottom in place in the beans, in your opinion, at this point?
Well, you know, one thing we're talking about the weather, I think it could be. And one thing we're talking about the weather that really nobody's mentioning, but, you know, we're about 20-25% behind on the harvest down in Argentina. They really had some problems getting that crop out down there, and that's really not talked about a whole lot with everything else going on. But I think that, you know, that could be a factor here as we move along the next couple of weeks.
So the bean call this morning?
Down 3 to 4.
And very quickly, Bill, just calls over at the Merck.
I'm sorry, Dave, I don't have those. I wasn't anticipating that question.
Very good. Thanks much, okay. Bill. Bill Mayer of Roach Ag Marketing. He is in Lexington, Illinois. And our thanks again to him for filling in this morning for Ryan Maple of FC Stone & Company. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.